Now, to change the subject somewhat, unless you've been on Mars for the last week, you've probably been caught up at least a little bit in the buzz surrounding the Euro 2008 football championships, which kick off this weekend. And if all of the build-up's getting a bit too much for you, then switch off now, because here's even more. On the eve of the tournament, which is being opened by the Czechs playing against co-host Switzerland tomorrow evening in Basel, Jamie Brindley has been finding out how Prague is gearing up to mark the events and has been asking what expectations people in the city have of their national side.
I'm standing here on Old Town Square with the usual bustle of passing tourists and locals. The place should look very different on Saturday evening, however, with the forthcoming installation of a big screen TV for public viewing of the Czech Republic's games in the Euro 2008 Football Championships. The national side will get the tournament underway against co-host Switzerland on Saturday evening. It is expected that thousands will flock to take advantage of the screen here, and another set up on Wenceslas Square to watch the games. There'll be Czechs, of course, but also numerous tourists, too. It should provide for a great atmosphere, as everyone gets behind their teams as the tournament gets underway.
So what do you think are your chances in Euro 2008?
I've heard that Pavel Nedved isn't playing. He's quit the national team, but so without him, there's still a lot of strong players, like Kohler. So I think there can be a surprise.
Know anything about the Czech football team at Euro 2008? How do you think they're going to do?
You know, we lost Rosický, so it will be hard, but I hope that the team spirit will make it.
As well as people out and about in Prague this week, I also spoke to British-born, Prague-based Czech football pundit Sam Beckwith, who shared his thoughts on how he expected the Czechs to do and what it means for the country to see their national football side involved. Like the people I spoke to on the streets around the city, Beckwith seemed to be fairly cautious about the country's chances, feeling that maybe the side wasn't as strong as in previous tournaments.
I think probably the team at Euro 2004 was the best Czech team, where you've got players like Pavel Nedvěd, Adis Pík, Karel Poborský, Vladimír Šmicer. And then I get the impression it's been a sort of steady decline since then, as that generation of players has aged and the younger generation that doesn't quite meet those standards has moved into the national team. So I'm slightly pessimistic about the chances at this Euro.
And how far do you think they will get in the end? What are your opinions personally?
I think they'll probably get out the group phase, but I can't see them getting much further than that. If I was forced to guess, I'd say probably a quarter-final exit.
Okay, and who would you tip for the tournament yourself this year?
I'm absolutely terrible at predictions, but I suppose the obvious choices are Germany and Italy. And I have a strange feeling that the Dutch and maybe Poland would do quite well, but that's probably not going to happen.
How important do you think it is to the country? I mean, the Czechs, they love their ice hockey, they also love their football. Do you think we'll see thousands and thousands of people turning out to see it on the big screens and in the city? I mean, what sort of atmosphere do you predict?
It's going to be, it'll be a big deal. I think there will be a lot of people out, particularly if the team does well. And I imagine if they get past the quarterfinals, it will be quite a party atmosphere in Prague. It has been in the past for the previous Euro and at Nagano when the Czech team won the gold at the Olympics in the ice hockey. And so it is a big deal. People do care about it. They keep it well hidden sometimes, but when it comes down to it, there will be some passion.
The Czech side is still ranked, sixth in the world at the moment and has been as high as second.
Which, when you consider it's a country of 10.5 million people, is astonishing, really.
That was football pundit Sam Beckwith, ranking the Czechs as the underdog, shall we say, in this year's European Football Championships. He was speaking there to Jamie.